Welcome back, Patriots. This is part two of this episode of Conservative Daily Podcast. If you missed part one, you better go back and listen. Here we go.
And before we go on, the holidays are upon us, so it's always great to have Dr. McCull on. As the holidays approach, we need to support our own people. So buy Dr. McCull's book if we're able to do that. I look forward to having my own copy, but also support Mike Lindell. He's certainly one of our own people. So go to MyPillow and get some awesome Christmas gear. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
And that promo code is, of course, CD21, Charlie Delta 21. And as I said, Mike Lindell, Peter McCullough, definitely our own people. So support them any way you can, but be an ambassador of truth. So hit the Rumble button, hit the share button, share this interview with Dr. McCullough. And we've got a lot to go through. So some of the things that we talked about with Dr. McCullough were censorship, this COVID agenda, what level of evil has taken hold of this nation, which is so evident in this COVID agenda and in all the things that we continue to learn. Seems like drinking out of a fire hose, but we have so much more than we did not very long ago. And we are continuing to see in people who did not, just a year ago, they too now can see that they have been lied to. So I want to start off with this video from CISA. I played this. When did I play this? I played this earlier this week, and I want to play it again because it's relevant to the discussion we just had with Dr. McCullough and what I'm about to go through as well.
My name is Ava Williams. Welcome to the beginning of my journey for truth. My father works at the local communications company and was ambushed in a tower he was called out to fix. His attackers were incited to violence by disinformation. They wrongly believed there's a link between 5G and COVID-19. Disinformation has caused too much pain. So, I'm taking the problem head on.
This is the chairman. We don't have much time.
So first of all, too many people have been harmed by disinformation. Actually, yes, true. That is a true statement. Just not the people that the mainstream media and CISA would like you to think. Same as the elections. Let's look at this just real quickly one more time. The digital age, misinformation. The world is ripe with misinformation. And then evil, look at this. You see the evil, bad people who bought into the misinformation and then started hurting people. What this is being terrified of the American people rising up, because what happens when you destroy the livelihoods of a population and you rob everything from them and you give them no outlet, they rise up. And that is what the elites are afraid of. They only want people to rise up if it's on their terms. They can steer the narrative and they can use it to justify further action. Problem, reaction, solution. The Hegelian dialectic. That is the only time they like revolutions is when they control it. But again, and also, what fresh hell? What is that? And what was the... What did this weird cat thing say? This is the chairman.
We don't have much time.
What is this? What is this weird chairman, this with a crystal cat head, a cat mask that he's wearing? What world? What hellish idea for a cartoon world did these people get off writing something like that? And by the way, the fake news, the false information that 5G has anything to do with the COVID vaccine. I'm sorry. that's not even the point. And, you know, they threw that one in there and I'm sure we're sharing some stuff, to promote people talking about that because they know that the general population, doesn't understand, a lot of the transhumanist ideas. So, you know, that aspect of the narrative is, of course, included in there because to the majority of people, it just sounds really, you know, really out there. It sounds pretty woo-woo because they're speaking to the brainwashed. But you look at some of the information coming out about what they're putting in these shots and what they're finding in these shots and some of the patents. Do we really know? Would it surprise any of you? Certainly not me. So let's talk about actual misinformation. Because again, Peter McCullough and other individuals who were banned from social media, who were vilified, people like Dr. Artis and so many others, for talking about actual treatment protocols, not bioweapons that masquerade as vaccines. You know, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. That narrative was stifled. Those people were banned. So here is Dr. Chris Shoemaker. He's going to tell us a little bit about that briefly and mention DARPA. And that's important because we're going to get into that a little bit as well.
Important thing to realize is that North American science spent 15 years figuring out what to do with the next COVID. It was back 2002, 2003, the original SARS-CoV-1 occurred. And so all sorts of experiments went on to determine what would be a useful response were something similar to occur. And the research was done. Research was all done by 2015, 2016. And DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, the American research arm of the U.S. military, it specifically knew and specifically recommended and passed the information on to the CDC that ivermectin in particular was the absolute number one product to be used in the event of a coronavirus pandemic. It was fully known that ivermectin, and certainly hydroxychloroquine as well, were highly antiviral and immune modulatory. And those two things were the key, to modulate the immune response plus to be antiviral as well. Those elements were both totally proven in vitro and in vivo with animals so that it was known. And of course, we knew it was completely safe for humans because these medications have been used for 35 to 40 years in humans. And so that's what was sitting there ready to be used at the next pandemic.
Ready to be used, proven to be safe. Certainly not like these vaccines, which had no safety studies, now being admitted. And remember, we do have an excellent sponsor of the show, and that is Air Medcare Network. So today's podcast is, again, sponsored by Air Medcare Network. And if you live in a rural area that's hard to reach by road, or if you like to hike or spend a lot of time outdoors or do dangerous things like some of us like to do that may require some emergency medical attention, we all want to make sure that our family is protected in a medical emergency. And health insurance will not always cover the cost of an emergency medical flight if, in fact, you do need one. But with Air Medcare Network, you are covered. For as little as $85 a year, not only you, but your entire household will be covered in case you ever need air medical transport. This is a super, super good deal, very low cost, and it's insurance that if you need it, you do want to make sure that you have it. I know people personally who have had to cover those costs, and believe me, they are very expensive. So simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/daily and use promo code daily. Receive up to a $50 Visa gift card back when you sign up today. That's airmedcarenetwork.com/daily and promo code is daily. Go check them out. And again, DARPA, we'll get into DARPA a little bit more. You know, DARPA, the same group that has been involved in all sorts of hellish experiments and projects, the same ones involved, you know, perhaps through the DOD with gain of function research, perhaps that DARPA. But what did they do? Did they give us ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? No, and that was before we even knew, you know, on a mass public scale about the nicotinic activity of ivermectin. We talked about that when I had Dr. Artis on the show just recently. But they worked. They were safe. We knew what the deal was. We know they lied about the coronavirus transmissibility, about the death rates. Why are they using all of these PCR tests? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But what did they give us? They gave us the vaccine. So I'm going to play you one more short video clip because I enjoy it. I believe this was Kanakoa who put this together. And I love the music. So, you know what? Actually, let me put this on screen so we can enjoy this together. Where am I looking? So I want to watch this video with you. And we can enjoy what they gave us instead of COVID-19, or I'm sorry, instead of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And again, DARPA, research arm of the U.S. military, as Dr. Shoemaker put it, we get disinformation organizations and projects rolling out brainwashing upon the American public, like CISA. Instead, they gave us this shot. 100% effective. And remember, this is... when is this? So let me... I'm going to pause it. Forgive me. March 11th. Now we're down to 97% effective. 96. Oh, now we're at 96% effective. 94%. 93. 92. Oh my God, 91. June 8th. 2021, 90%, 89, 88. Oh, what's happening? What's happening? 80% effective. This is just June. This is still June. 75%, 74%. Oh my goodness. Oh, 70, 60. Oh, no, no. Trust the science! August, 40%. No! Boosters! Third COVID.
Shot. We've got to make sure we clarify that with people. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's effective. We know it's highly effective.
No! Halt the vaccine! No! Highly effective. Oh, and the final one. Post-vaccine, September 1st. Post-vaccine disasters show why rushing a coronavirus vaccine would be colossally stupid. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? Can any of you imagine that? How ridiculous. How crazy, right? Am I right? Am I right, guys? Crazy. Those conspiracy theorists. So what's been the result of that? Well, let's look at this tweet that Howard Stein put up on December 12th. Analysis shared today by German data analyst Tom Lawson at a press conference in the Bundestag. Using coded data covering 72 million Germans, yep, that's 72 million Germans, available from the health insurers, circa about 40,000 excess deaths in 2021 versus 2020. That's a lot of deaths. Am I right or am I right? Because I think that that's a lot of deaths, you guys. I think that that could perhaps, that could be an absolutely obscene amount of excess deaths. You know, excess deaths, that thing they like to call it. So let me, how about, we'll put this up on screen. Let's just look at this one, just this one chart that's in that tweet, the first image. So you see here, in 2016, 597 deaths, 2017. And what are these deaths that are here being plotted? You see R96.0. Plötzlich eingetretener Tod. So you have eingetretener Tod. Deaths occurred. Plötzlich. Suddenly. Sudden deaths that have occurred. 2016, 597. 2017, 624. 2018, 667. 2019, 817. 2020, the year of the pandemic, 830. 2021. Boom! 9,809. Bang! Out of nowhere. Whew. From 830 to 9,809. Yikes. Yikes, you guys. It's just died suddenly. Unbelievable. I mean, look at all that. Just 2021. And what happened in 2021? We all know what happened in 2021. The shot. Bang! Just like that. Trust the science. We are the science. You must not question us. Well, how is this going in other parts of the world? How about we look at Australia, shall we? Dr. Karen Phillips. This is one of the top doctors in Australia who's promoting the vaccine. Let's play this. How it started.
Because what we have seen is an evolving understanding of the potential,
Dr. Karen Phelps,
the rare side effects of this vaccine. We know what the immediate and less severe side effects of the vaccine are, you know, day or two of chills and fevers and aches and pains, and then people seem to be okay again.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
This more severe,
aches and pains, little
catastrophic
chills,
catastrophic side effect, although rare. I think this is a really important question because isolation is really the best thing that we have to protect the community when somebody has tested positive for COVID-19. The other thing that we
with
can do,
fake
which is
tests,
such a simple thing, is to have everyone in the community in masks.
Are you saying masks must be compulsory in New South Wales or in Sydney at least?
We need to head towards them being compulsory. But of course, we know with aerosol transmission now, with airborne transmission, that wearing a mask is some of the best protection that you can have. You protect yourself, you protect others. There's been this nonsensical debate for months now, which has been so frustrating because it just has not been evidence-based about wearing masks. It is one of the single most responsible things that we can do as members of the community to protect each other.
Responsible. I know how it's going. How is it going, Dr. Phelps? Dr. Karen Phelps reveals devastating COVID vaccine injuries, says doctors, have been censored. Dr. Karen Phelps has broken her silence about a devastating COVID injury, slamming regulators for censoring public discussion. Let's go back. So this is news.com/AU. Slamming regulators for censoring public discussion with threats to doctors. After her devastating COVID vaccine injury. Thanks for breaking your silence, Dr. Karen Phelps. Former federal MP Dr. Karen Phelps has revealed she and her wife both suffered serious and ongoing injuries from COVID vaccines, while suggesting the true rate of adverse events is far higher than acknowledged due to underreporting and threats from medical regulators. Let's see, what was that? What was that last bit there? Better start deleting your COVID-19 vaccine endorsement tweets, because when you die suddenly, you're going to become a meme, says Australians versus the Agenda. That was back November 12th. That's how it's going. Death skyrocketing all over the place. FDA comes out and says, yep, well, the study, which they haven't said the study's garbage either. The study shows some very clear side effects, which are effects. Those are just effects, because we know what you did. There will not be amnesty. We know what you did. The effects, not side effects, the effects of these shots are people are dying of heart inflammation and a number of other things, blood clots. And what do they do after they've recommended it? The vaccine committee, the health regulatory agencies, they say, yeah, well, we're not going to do anything because we don't have enough data. That's how it's going. And then let's turn back to Dr. Fauci, shall we? Here's a clip, again from November, Dr. Ryan Cole and Dr. Peter McCullough. Because, you know, when you have a crime, there's always a cover-up, and it's always worse. Let's talk about that cover-up.
So what's happened to the autopsy, Ryan?
Well, Anthony Fauci told our government to tell people don't do autopsies on COVID patients.
Don't do autopsies.
You cannot find that for which you do not look. I have a post-vaccine 9-year-old on my desk, dead.
9-year-old.
I don't want to see one more child post-vaccine ever on my desk. Are the autopsies starting to happen? You bet they are. Finally, because people are saying, well, why wouldn't we do them? And in that same town from which this 9-year-old died, a healthy 22-year-old wrestler, after his third shot, is now also coming to be on my desk so I can determine the cause of death there. We're told don't do autopsies, don't look, and that's what your government is giving you for data. Don't ask, don't tell, don't look. These are not the droids you're looking for. Everything is safe and effective. Go jab up the children with a shot that doesn't work for a virus that isn't here anymore, for a virus that most of them are already recovered from. Safe and effective. Don't do science. Don't ask a question. Destroy the careers of those that do ask a question, that are only in it for humanity. Valid questions to ask yourself.
Yes, and let us also remember that when people, back during the pandemic, the plandemic, the big lie, the ones who were saying that, We're not doing autopsies. Why aren't we doing autopsies? What's going on? What are happening to these people? They were called conspiracy theorists. The same thing was done to them. Just like Peter McCullough was kicked off of Twitter. They were called nuts. And now here we are. That was, 6 weeks ago? Here we are. And people are starting to do autopsies. And that betrays a much bigger problem with, I think, the state of humanity. That just now we're starting to do autopsies and people have caught on to that. That shows you what they've done to society. Mr. Fauci, What does Dr. Fauci think about all this and think about himself? Here's what he said recently.
It's nice that some people, you know, idolize me and put me up on a pedestal, but I don't get impressed by that. I never have.
Nobody idolizes you, Mr. Fauci. Nobody idolizes you. The only people who might idolize you are the most elite, psychopathic, Luciferian mass murderers like yourself. And it is because they are jealous that they did not have the spotlight and the ability to be involved, perhaps in the way that you do, killing off the human population, murdering Americans and people all over the world of all ages over a lie by convincing them through fear, social intimidation, social pressure, and in some cases, punishment in the term of fines, losing your business, licenses revoked, losing your job, perhaps even isolation, forced isolation, quarantine, imprisonment, like we've seen in China and in other countries as well. Those are the only people who might idolize you, you narcissistic psychopath. Psychopath. You will be judged. But now, let's talk about that other organization we mentioned earlier that Dr. Fauci was involved with, DARPA, right? Or the DOD. Yeah, military performing gain-of-function research. That thing that we were told was a lie, that was Russian disinformation, had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation, just like the Biden laptop, which revealed Eco Health Alliance, revealed many details about that and Hunter Biden's involvement with some of these firms, some of these DARPA projects, these DOD grants, and projects through Black and Veatch and other companies. But you remember former CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield? Well, remember, I have this article. This is June 2021. Ex-CDC director says he's received death threats after backing the lab leak theory. Death threats. Former CDC director Redfield told Vanity Fair he received death threats after telling CNN in March he believes the coronavirus accidentally escaped. The Wuhan Institute of Virology says I was threatened and ostracized because I proposed another hypothesis, one that the American intelligence community has yet to refute. In fact, their own report from the DOD says a substantial amount of organizations in the U.S. intelligence community actually support, at least moderately, the lab leak theory or hypothesis, and that they cannot disprove it without further information.
And before we move on, today's show is sponsored by Augusta Precious Metals. They help retirement savers use gold IRAs to diversify and hedge against this crazy economy. Augusta is different. They don't push fear and doom like some gold IRA companies. They're all about compliance, transparency, and educating people to protect their retirement. Augusta has thousands of five-star ratings and hundreds of great reviews. Their most famous customer, quarterback Joe Montana, loved the company's mission so much he's now their paid ambassador. Even Money Magazine says Augusta is the best gold IRA company. So don't get into a gold IRA nightmare. Protect your retirement savings with a reliable, transparent company. Get Augusta's free guide from their website. You can go to www.augustapreciousmetals.com. That is AUGUSTA. preciousmetals.com. A company that puts its money where its mouth is. Love it. Get the Augusta Precious Metals free gold IRA guide at www.augustapreciousmetals.com and do something now about protecting your retirement.
Here's Dr. Robert Redfield again. And notice the news reporter on Fox.
I stand with my hypothesis that the nature of this virus is not consistent with spillover evolution, that this virus clearly had to be adapted for human-to-human transmission. And I do believe that that occurred in the laboratory. And ultimately, I think the evidence points to the Wuhan Institute of Virology as the primary source of this virus.
Oof, man, that was disinformation too, right, CISA? Right, mainstream media? Right, Fauci? Let's play another banger from Kanakoa. Rand Paul coming in hot on this one. Because remember, gain of function. What was that? Right, that was that thing we never did at those labs that didn't exist until they did, except they weren't labs. Right? And they weren't bioweapons. They were research materials, right? Right. Right. Let's play this one. Kanakoa, great job.
I don't know how many times I can say
May 2021.
We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
In our health lead, we now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab.
NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Unexpectedly.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress. And I do not retract that statement.
A new letter raising questions about experiments in a Wuhan lab.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly.
Yes,
and
Senator Paul.
And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
For years, the National Institutes of Health provided grant money to the EcoHealth Alliance Research Group, which conducted experiments with bat coronaviruses in Wuhan, China.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab.
This is July 2021.
The National Institute of Health admitted this week that it funded controversial gain-of-function research using coronaviruses at a lab in China at the epicenter of the pandemic, contradicting claims from Dr. Anthony Fauci that American tax dollars never paid for that kind of research.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied. Certainly not before Congress. Case closed.
Case closed. Fauci, you absolute garbage person. Oh, you evil, sick individual. Oh, man. Yeah, it is. History is not going to be kind to Dr. Fauci, is it? I don't think so. I love that music. It's spectacular. What a perfect addition. Kanakoa, I do love those compilations. So on that, remember, no gain of function, no labs, don't exist. Remember Victoria Nuland?
I only have a minute left. Let me ask you.
Marco Rubio.
Does Ukraine asking have chemical about, or biological weapons?
Oh, does Ukraine have weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we're working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
Oh, yes. And then what are they doing? What are they burning? Oh, my goodness. Well, I get they don't do it, right? They don't do gain of function research. They never did it. Until they did. It's like the biolabs didn't exist until they did, but then they weren't labs. They weren't. Come on. Bunch of conspiracy theorists. So how's this all going now? Because here's the good thing, is that people are waking up to this, and people are done, and this is absolute evil. And you know what? You know how we know we're done. FTX has come out. We know that they were sending all this money over. McConnell was getting all this money. GOP let America First candidates hang out to dry, as the you know as they stood by and watched the election stolen, or. Oh, you know, realistically, they overtly participated in the steal. But again, you know, Ukraine that didn't have those biolabs that weren't funded by DARPA, that weren't doing gain of function research, that wasn't, you know, within the awareness of Anthony Fauci, who never wrote a paper about how masks caused influenza, pneumonia. You know, that guy who never wrote that paper, who never flip-flopped about masking, double masking, not masking, masks not being effective. People shouldn't be living in fear, running around wearing masks. Oh, we need a mask. Everybody needs to be wearing a mask. What does McConnell do? What do these idiots do? These absolute losers, these spineless cowardly traitors to this nation. Where are their priorities? I'll let McConnell tell you.
Making sure the Defense Department can deal with the major threats coming from Russia and China.
Russia and China. Okay, what are those threats? What are those threats, Mitch McConnell?
Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now.
Really?
According to most Republicans, that's sort of how we see
the
challenges confronting the country at the moment.
Okay. So sending taxpayer dollars over to help the Ukraine, the Nazis in Ukraine, the actor, intelligence asset, who stole his election in Ukraine. You know, the whole government that got it. The dudes with the biolabs that didn't exist. That's the number one priority of the United States. I mean, he didn't even say American people. He just said United States. You know, the military industrial complex, you know, super arm of the deep state, which is what we become. No one buys this anymore. How about the number one problem for the country? What about some awareness of all the people who are still dying, of all the people who have had their lives ruined? You're going to send all this money, you know, Rand Paul said some great things as well about sending all this money. Mentions this the spending bill. Maybe I should play that. How much time do I have? I'm over. But you know, if you want to do something for the military, you want to do something for the American people, you want to have the you know, align the top priorities of the nation, I don't think sending money to Ukraine. More money to Ukraine. Another $40 billion, $50 billion, $60 billion, yeah, just whatever it is. I don't think that's the priority. I think maybe the fact that Americans are literally on the verge of not being able to feed themselves, that inflation is skyrocketing because of all these spending packages, because of what you've done to the economy, because of destroying our energy industry. And this is great. HBO documentarian on CNN. The CNN, we know you're suffering. You know, Tucker Carlson, I think it was reported recently that his 1 a.m. replays are eclipsing the viewership on like everything else on the mainstream media at 1 in the morning. So this man actually calls out very frankly one of the problems with the media. And Don Lemon, you know, kind of collapses and defends CNN as being legitimate news.
His involvement, his state of mind, or anything?
I don't think the movie's not just about like the Capitol riot and all that. It's also about like media echo chambers. You know what I mean? And like the dangers of the 24-hour news cycle, and how I think mainstream media, like Fox and even CNN, like competes for views by running constant 24-hour news cycles based upon fear, division, outrage, and panic, probably to like sell ads. So it's not just about the Capitol riot.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. First of all, I don't agree with what you're saying, but I'm not exactly sure of how that played into people going into the Capitol and rioting on January 6th. There's nothing fake about CNN.
I'm not saying like fake news. I'm just saying ramping people up and increasing division during that period of time, just watching people kind of fall down the rabbit hole and be pushed into action and like just, yeah, falling down the conspiracy
rioting on January 6th. There's nothing fake about CNN.
I'm not saying like fake news. I'm just saying ramping.
Order. There's nothing fake about CNN, right? Oh, you spineless people. That one got me good. Nothing fake about CNN. So. Again, some the biggest lies, right? Trump, Russian collusion, which served as the basis for censoring COVID, for censoring election information on social media, which served as a basis for impeachments, targeting of Americans. You know, the Russian disinformation, the biolab theories, all the things that we've talked about today, and many of the things that are. Have been revealed recently and are still continuing to be so. The military and all the disgusting relationships amongst all these all these organizations, all these things that are supposed to protect the American people, that are supposed to serve the people of this nation, not the nation, not the country, the nation, its people. That's what they're supposed to serve. The military. The same military who, again, has been destroyed by this vaccination agenda, this evil that I spoke about with Dr. McCullough. But how's this going now? Here's how it's going now. In the wake of COVID, now we have buses going around. Look at that. Big Pharma, CDC, Klaus Schwab, Rothschild, Gates, Fauci. You people are going to be infamous. You already are in some people's minds. And I'll tell you what, when more comes out, about January 6th, there's going to be buses like that all over the place for Clinton, Obama, Brennan, many Congress, Shifty Schiff, all of these traitors, and probably many that some of us even right now at this very moment think are on our side. But that's how it's going, right? But the game is up. The game is absolutely up. And I'm going to finish off because Ron Paul had it right quite a while ago. So let's finish with Ron Paul. Because, again, a theme of the last few weeks has been the FBI. The same FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago has gone after J6ers, including a 70-year-old grandmother most recently in our memory. The same FBI who was working with Twitter and other social media companies in conjunction with the federal government, local and state governments, medical community, academia, the Pentagon, to censor information on all the topics that we've just mentioned. The FBI. Ron Paul talked about the FBI years ago. So let's finish with this.
I want to talk a minute about the whole principle of the First Amendment and corporations, because
the First Amendment.
A lot of people still are confused that they're private and therefore they can do these things. But Jonathan Turley is very good in pointing out, and we have pointed this out as well, is there's a big difference between being a private company or a private organization and you voice an opinion, compared to getting all your orders from the government. And I think what we've demonstrated here today is that's the real crime here. They've been getting orders from the government, and threats and innuendos, economic benefits, economic pain and suffering. So that is absolutely totally different. And I think what has happened is along the way, it took many, many decades, especially since the 30s, that the principle of private property ownership has become blurred. Most people realize that there's a so-called separation of church and state, that if you have a church and you're teaching a certain religion, that nobody has a right to walk into your church and say, I want equal time, get away, I got to give my speech. Everybody knows that's wrong. I just don't consider those concepts that complicated. That's why on the bottom line, I work very hard at being optimistic, because it's a horrible mess that we've allowed ourselves to get into, whether it's the national debt, the ruination of our monetary system, a foreign policy that has made us commit to maintaining an empire around the world. I mean, what they've done to the medical system, how could that be easily solved? It can be. Understanding the principles of personal liberties, having a very, very limited government, and one of my suggestions has been that if you get a little bit annoyed what the FBI was doing to us, my suggestion is, why don't we just get rid of the FBI and see what happens then? I don't think we should really be less safe. I'll tell you, I don't think that's right.
Ron Paul, how poignant was that? And he was a doctor, if you remember. He was a medical doctor. That's all I got for you guys. Let's pray. We are winning every day. Pray. We prayed already with Dr. McCullough earlier. So I'm going to make this really short. Father God, just bless this nation. Let us keep joying our hearts. The holidays are here, and a time to honor each other and to take a step back, take your foot off the gas for some, and let's just keep the pressure forward. We are winning, and there are casualties in any war. We've seen too many, certainly. And this war is humanity versus the devil. This is good versus evil. And this is the courageous and your people, your chosen people, versus those who choose to disconnect from you, those who choose to turn on you, to push you out of their hearts and attempt to push you out of our lives, and we will not let them. We will not let them kill our joy. So again, I ask that you bless people like Peter McCullough, men who are standing up, men who have taken the arrows in the back. Bless Donald Trump. Bless all those researchers, content creators, the people sharing news, the people standing up in the real world. We have the courage to stand alone. And let us end this. We do so to glory, to give glory to you. And we choose to follow you. We choose to do this to exalt your name, to exalt your word. I ask that we live in your spirit. We bathe in your spirit at all times. We rise and go to sleep with you, the first thing in our hearts and our minds. May your light shine out the darkness. May it guide us out of this darkness, ourselves individually, out of our own spiritual battles, through our own demons, and also this nation. Just raise us up. Give us the courage that we may continue to exalt you, no matter who tells us otherwise, no matter what reality they wish for us to submit to. May we only submit to the one that you have given us. The truth that you are the only way to salvation. You are the only way we will make it out of this. But we need to do that by acting. We need to do that by following the example you've given us, you've set forth. We serve you, not men. We serve your law, not government. Let us remake it in your image, according to your law. Let us serve as agents of your will. Let us be the plan, your plan. I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys. So, done for this episode. One last clip that I'm going to end with, because why? I freaking love it, and that's the only reason. And, you know, because again, how do you get convicted of trafficking children to nobody for sex? How does that work? I have to throw back, because, you know, we talked about Alex Jones recently, too. And what I think is the real tragedy in what they've done to him, you know, outside of $1 billion for saying that the government may have planned something. Here's the clip.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
That one never gets old for me. All right. God bless you guys. I will see you next time. Be blessed. Praise Jesus. Praise God. Stand up. We are the plan. We are the solution. Prepare for the future. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. And may you be fruitful in all your endeavors. Here's to the battle that still continues. It never stops, and neither will we. Not until God brings us home, and God will deliver us. So let's look forward to the next day that we get to take part in this grand chess game.